This is Gemara Bamatia Daf Nunches, and we're holding on. Nun Zayin Amid Beis, we are two lines from the wide lines as we continue to quote the Mishnah. Noisei Sachar Einoi Mishalim. Says the Mishnah that a Noisei Sachar, that a renter, Einoi Mishalim, or I should say a renter, that's a Sachar. Noisei Sachar is a paid watchman. Eina Mishalim does not have to pay v'chulu, says the Gemara. Minani Mili, what is the makar of this din? The Tanna Rabban, ki tenish el reyu. When someone gives it to his friend, klal, that's a general rule. Chamar shara seh, prat, that's a specific rule. Chol behema, and any animal lishmar to watch, chazru klal. So we have the classical klalu, pratu klal. Therefore, it has to resemble similar to that which was specific. Just like the prat, the shar or the seh is a davar that's movable and it is money. And for therefore, what do we say? Yatsu karkois. Karka land is exuded. Shenel metaltlin. Yatsu avadim. Avadim are exuded. Shokshuli karkois. Yatsu shtarais that watch avapisha metaltlin in gufay mamain hekdeishai. So where does that come from? Amar kar re'eyu v'loi shel hekdeish. Only your friend that a shaymer sacher is chayiv for an animal of re'eyu v'loi shel hekdeish. And those are the dinim that a paid watchman is not going to be liable in these scenarios. And we begin with shaymer chinam. And again, these dinim might sound slightly random, which they are. These are almost sidebar dinim that the Mishnah quoted. So, Shemachinam, the halacha is, does not have to swear. Says the Gemara of Reminu, I'll ask you a stira. The last line, and then Zayin Amin Vez, B'nei Yair, Shashalchu, Eshik Lehem. The B'nei Yair, the people of a city, send their Shekalim. Send their Shekalim. Vinignivu, and they were stolen. Aisha avdu, or they were lost. If the truma is already separated, as we turn on to nun ches amid aleph nishbayin ligizbarim, then they have to swear to the gizbar that they were not negligent, as Rashi speaks out. Vim lav, and if it was not, then who do they swear to? Nishbayin. Libnei Yair, they swear to the people of the city. And then what happens? Libnei Yair and the people of the city, Shaiklin, Achirim, Tachteyem, they replace them with other coins. Nimsu, what happens if they find the missing Shkalim? But the one that stole it returned it. Elu ve'elu, Shkalim heim. They both have a din of Shkalim to the Beis HaMikdash. Vein oilin lem neshana haba, but they cannot be used for the next year. So what do we see? We see that over here, when it comes to Shemachinam with regard to Hekdish, our Mishnah says there's no Shvuah. But we just quoted, said that they Nishbayin La Gizbarim. So is there a Shvuah to the Gizbar in the case of a Shemachinam or not? Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, Hacham, Bin Noisei Sachar Askinon. The Mishnah we're discussing, a paid watchman. Bin Nishbayin Litol. And why is he swearing? The reason is to get his wages, but it's not the same thing as our Mishnah, as it's not talking about a Shemer Chinam. Ask the Gemara Yachin Nishban the Gizbarim, Lebnei Yair, Mibayile, why is he swearing to the Gizbar? In all scenarios, he should be swearing to the Bnei Yair. So if the whole reason why they're making this Shvuah is to collect their cash, then they have to swear to the one who hired them, they have to swear to the Bnei Yair. Omar Rabba explains Nishbayin Lebnei Yair. They might mit Hagizbarim. In Achanami says Rabba, you're right. They're going to swear to the Bnei Yair. What the Mishnah meant that we quoted was b'mayma al Hagizbarim, in the presence of the Gizbar. Why? Kihichi, so that Eloi Nachshedinu, so that they are not suspected of embezzling those funds from the Beis Hamikdash. Vinami, or else, or else that they don't call them negligent shaymrim. But again, they're not really swearing to the gizbar. They're really swearing to the bnei ha'ir. Ask the Gemara, v'nigdvu sh'avdu katani. Ask the Gemara, but it says if it was stolen or it was lost, v'shemr sachar b'gneva aveda chayuvim mechayiv. Shemr sachar, when it comes to gneva aveda, is chayiv. V'achanami nehidish lumilay mishalmei. Agrua mi'al afsid. Very good in this case, the gizbar. The shliach, excuse me, doesn't have to pay back hektish for the money that was lost, but they should lose their money. So what's going on over here? Meaning they should, they're paid watchmen, they should lose that which they caused. Reminiscent of the Gemara's about Mitzvah Kamba that we learned, that we're learning that when it says Nignibu, it's not Sam Geneva. It's Geneva of a list in Mizuyim, which means it's a Geneva of an Oidnis type. And Avdai as well is not a classical Oivad, lost item, which usually is a Pshia, but rather it's a real full-fledged Oidnis, that it was Tavai, Svinasai, Bayam. Rav Yechanan Amar, says Rav Yechanan, Hamani, says Rav Yechanan. Again, we had a Stirotin, our Mishnah Shkalim, so we differentiated between Shemir Chinam, Shemir Sachar. Comes on Rav Yechanan, he says, Hamani Rav Shimini. Says Rav Yechanan, the Mishnah we just quoted is like Rav Shimon Damar. Kachim Shachai Berach Yusam, Yesh Lem Ayna. Says Rav Shimon, that Kachim, which are Chayiv, and they're Achrayis, Yesh Lem Ayna. There is a din of Ayna. And that's the reason why the Mishnah Shkalim learns his din, v'nishvayin malayim, and you have to swear. But says the Gemara, 1 second, ha, teinach atchalay nisramu atchuma. I understand before the chuma was separated, mishinisramu atchuma, kachim shedachay b'achriyus and ninu, they're no longer considered kachim, they're obligated in their achrayis, etanya, as we learned in Abraisa, tarmin ala avid, v'ala gavoy, v'ala ase ligvois, that you could separate for all those reasons for the future. Ella Amar Rav Elazar. So finally, says Rav Elazar, let's understand what's going on in the Mishnah by us versus the Mishnah in Shkalim. Shvua Zu Takanas Chachamim, says Rav Elazar, he Shloye Bnei Adam is Zalzlan Vakdashas. It's a special Takana de Rabbanan that we don't want people to be Mizalzel in Hektish. Meaning, in reality, our Mishnah that says that their part of Shvua is indeed the real Din Daraisa. However, there's a special Din Darabanan, like the Mishnah in Shkalim is teaching us, that decree that you have to make a Shvua in order to ensure Midurabanan, that Hektish wouldn't lose for no reason. We continue 15 lines to the bottom, Naisi Sachar Eina Mishaleim, quoting our Mishnah Nachamal, that the Naisi Sachar, the paid watcher, doesn't have to pay for the Geneva of Aveda, etc. Rami Le Rav Yosef Bar Chama, says the Gemara, the Rabbi Rav Yosef Chama has the stira to Rabbi. Tanan, we learned in our mission, Nezachin Mishalim, Ramin will ask you a stira. Hasei Rezabai Alishmar Rezabara. You hire a man to watch your para, Alishmar Satinoik. Lishmar es Azraim, to watch your plants. Ein. Noisloi schar Shabbos. You do not pay them. You're not allowed to pay them for that which they worked on Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore. In Achrei Shabbos love. They're not obligated for Shabbos because you're not paying them for Shabbos. Hoy schir Shabbos. Schir Chodesh, schir Shana, schir Shvua. But let's say someone wasn't hired just for Shabbos, or for the week, the month, the year. Then, yes, noisless chayr Shabbos. You can indeed pay them for Shabbos. Lefikach achrei Shabbos aleihem. So firstly, what's the reason if you're hired for a longer term that you'd, yes, be allowed to pay for Shabbos? The reason being, as we'll look at Rashi is six lines from the end of the Amid, Shenivla b'schar shayam eveinu mefurish l'Shabbos. The concept of Havla, that if the payment one is making is not only and solely for Shabbos, but rather to including days of the week or other times of the year, then one would be allowed to pay for Shabbos as it's muvlaz, it's swallowed up in the other payments. So says the Gemara, my love, what's going on over here? My lovely Shalem, doesn't the Mishnah mean that the Achrayis is to pay? And if that's true, that's the Seisar our Mishnah, which says that the Shomer Sachar does not have to pay to Hekdesh. Whereas over here we're saying, Lefikach Achrayis Shabbos is Yesalov. Says the Gemara, Loi Lahavse, doesn't mean he has to pay. What does it mean? Lahavse Scharai. He loses his wages, that which he was going to make, being paid for doing the watching. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if that's true, Reisha Diktani, the beginning of the Mishnah that said, in Achray Shabbos Alof, the beginning of the Brisa that said, the Achray Shabbos is not upon him. Hachanami Delhevsit Scharoi. Is it the same thing when it says the Achray is not on him? Does that also mean just with regard to losing his wages? Ask the Gemara, Mi Isle Schar Shabbos? What does that mean? Does such a scenario have a Schar Shabbos? Bakatani Isle is Schar Shabbos. You don't have to pay Schar Shabbos. So it's difficult, says the Gemara, to learn that what we're talking about is the Achrayis that you'll get because of the loss of wages you would have had on Shabbos. So Ishtik, Rabbo is quiet. Amar Leh, Midishmil Chabaha, did you hear anything? Amar Leh, yes. Achi Amar Rav Sheshes, Shekana Miyadeh, V'chen Rav Yechlam, Shekana Miyadeh, the case is particularly and specifically where there was a kinyan with the Shomer that would obligate him for Yineva V'Aveda, and therefore, even though he's watching that which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, which usually concedes the Gemara, you're right, there would be no obligation for Gneva Vaveda. But because he made a kinyan above and beyond that, then there is. Continues the Gemara, six lines from the end of Nanuchas Amanal, Rishim and Neymar, Kachin, Chai Vachriusan, Yishlam, Ay Navish, Ay Nachai Vachriusan, Ay Nalahen, Ay No. Explains the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, Tani, Tana, Kameh, Derav Yitzchak, Barabba, the learned the price of Yitzchak, Barabba, Kachim, Chai Vachriusan, Chayif, Kachim, that one is obligated in their achrayis, says the Raisa, Kachim Shachayv Achriyusam Chayv. One is obligated for that Shein Oikoyre Bohen, because we cannot read Bahashem Vachichesh, we cannot read about them and against Hashem, and he denies. Then Potter, why? So the Braisa detailing whether you'll be chayv achrayis or not. Amar Lei says Rav Yitzchak Barabba. 1 second, this is backwards. Kalabe Laya. We should say the exact opposite as we turn over to Nun Chesam Ibi. Says the Gemara, Kalabe Laya. Ibcha Mistabra, the exact opposite is logical. Amar Leh, the Tana responded, Ismay, should I delete this Bryce? Amar Leh, Loi, Hachi Kamar, that's what I meant to say. Kachim Shechayev Achriyosan, Chayev. Kachim, that one is obligated in Achriyos, Chayev, why? This Rabu Ben Hashem Vachichesh, Shein Achayev Achriyosan Potter. Why? Because it's a miyot. One is a riboy, one is the miyot. That is the reason why there would be the chiyav and the patur in such cases. We will continue with the new Mishnah after that slight segue back into halachas of Shomrim. Says, excuse me, not the new Mishnah, quoting the Mishnah. Excuse me. Five lines down in Chasim Abayis, Rav Yehuda Omer, Af amboicher sefer Torah, one who sells a sefer Torah, or galios, or pearls, behema, or an animal, ein lehem, I know. Tanya quotes the Gemara, Abraiser, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, af amboicher sefer Torah, ein lehem, I know. Lefisha, ein katzel temel, behema, omer, agilos, ein lehem, I know. One, nisha adam, roitzel, is avgon. Because these are items that a person wants, because they match what he has previously, the pearls, etc., and therefore there's no. What do you mean? Everyone always wants everything to match. Rav Yehuda, honey chashivalei, v'hani loy chashivalei. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda would tell us that the animal and jewelry, that's important, and therefore one will pay more, but not on other items. V'ad kama, amr amir ad kemei demeim. Tan Rav Yehuda, m'seir ha'imer, Avamecher sos v'sayos v'chitim b'malchama in l'maynam imei sheish behen chayi nefesh. If in a time of battle one sells a horse, a sword, or a shield, these are items obviously with very high price points in the battle world, and therefore there would be no din of oino. We continue with the Mishnah. About 20 lines down, Nunchas Mibis, says the Mishnah, Kesheim Shaina b'mekach u'memkar, just like there's Aina, there are the lachas of overcharging, fraud, etc., by buying and selling. Ach Aina b'dvar, says the Mishnah, time sensitive. As we just finished the parshiyas of Tezriah Mitzayra, the credible importance of one's words, it says the Mishnah, guess what? There could even be Aina with words, which we'll see what this means. Lo yoimar lohi bekama chifet zeh. Don't ask how much does this item cost. V'u'ena roitzeh likach. And he doesn't want to buy it. That's Aina's devarim. You're frauding him with your words. That you're making him believe that you're want to buy something and you don't. This, of course, is a difficult line. What, I can't go into the store and just ask for a price if I have no intention to buying it? Okay, different halachas, but let's just understand what's going on over here. Am I about tshuva? We can't tell him, remember your original deeds? Emu ben gerim. If he is a ben ger, then what? Don't tell him, remember the deeds of your father. So from here, we're segueing into the difficult world of Einas Devarim, the critical and utmost care we need for the words that come out of our mouth. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Laisainu Ishazamisai, says the Pasuk, a person should not wrong his friend. Einas Devarim, Akosim Edaber, so about hurting him with words. Ah, Toimer Banaz, Dvar Minel Banaz, Mammon, maybe it means cash, Oimer. Now the Torah says, Chimel Mikol Abisecho, Kana, Miadam Isecho. Hariyonaz, Mammon, that's already talking about words. Hama, Anime, Kayim, Loisanovich, Amisoi, Bainaz, Dvarim. That's referring to hurting him with words. Ha, Kitzad, says the Gemara, how is this possible? Am I about Shuva, Yerm, Los Harbezecho, Rishainim? Don't tell him Pesha Yachal and Vedos and Trevus and Shkazim Ramasim. It's such a disgusting mouth. Balumbo Taira. Shenemar Vivi Agrua. One should never tell him that. If he wants to learn, learn with him. Am I Yasurim buying a love? If someone has misfortune, Am I Yuchalayim buying a love? Someone has diseases. Aisha Mekaver is one of some Rachman Hassan buries a child. Al Yoimer Loi Kidera Shaimer Loi Chaver Liyov. Don't say to him. Two lines from the Y lines, like Eov's friends said to him, which was what? Alo Yerasecha Kisaltecha. Could your Yira have given into your confidence? Tikvasecha Vesayim Derechecha Zocher Na Miu Naki Vavid. Do you understand that which was lost without anything? If the person's donkeys are looking for grain, mimenu la yomer loy, don't say to him, lechu eisal pliny, go to such and such guy, shumaychar tvua, v'yadeba yishalimach leilam. Bad advice. Is they not tvarim? Telling him to check into something which is no sheiches. Rav Yehuda Omer, af lo yitzla inay al hamekach, shenat, even I am mekach, if you don't have intention to buy it. So we're slowly starting to realize how far these halachos go. Says the Gemara, b'shasha in lo damim. You shouldn't even be eyeing an item if you don't have any money. We'll just point out, obviously, this needs clarity, la halacha. But there certainly is a level that a store wants you, right? We have the whole new concept of window shopping. They want you to look at it. They want you to come in, even if you don't want to buy it, which is true. But on the same time, there is the level of misleading the person. You walk in, how much is this? How much is this? How much is this? Then you walk out. You never had intention. You're stam hacking the guy. That's a problem. So maybe you could tell him, I'm not looking to purchase, just looking to look, etc., etc. Continues the Gemara. Shari hadavar maser l'leiv. The fourth line, it's given over to one's heart. Only you know what your intention is. Chodavar maser l'leiv nemar bai. Anything that's only in your heart, what is about the Savior? Isim l'kecha. Amar Rav Yechon v'shem Rashbi. Kadol anas varim enas ma'amayin. Shezeh nemar Rav Yer Isim l'kecha. Vzeh le nemar Rav Yer Isim l'kecha. Rav Lazar aymer. And says Rav Lazar another reason. Zeb Gufai v'zeb imayna enas varim is earning the body himself. Rav Shmuel Baruch Chameini amar. Zeh nitin li'shava in money can return. Zeh nitin li'shava in words. Cannot return. We'll stop over here. We'll pick it up from here. B'siyata Dishmaya.